Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First, though, the Justice Minister Helen McEntee has announced that she will not attend the annual conference of the Garda Representative Association because Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has not been invited. The association represents over 11,000 rank and file Gardaí, and it is expected to issue a robust response to that decision shortly. In a moment, we'll have reaction from Sinn Féin. But first, I'm joined by Dermot O'Hearn, former Fianna Fáil Justice Minister. Dermot O'Hearn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You cancelled your appearance at the GRA annual conference back in 2010. What do you make today of Helen McEntee's decision not to attend the meeting in Mayo, which is on next Tuesday?
Well, the fact that the GRA haven't invited the Garda Commissioner, I think, isn't a particularly good move. I mean, as a matter of courtesy, these people have to work together. I mean, the public want our guards and our Garda HQ working hand in hand. So to a certain extent, I think the minister has been put in an invidious position in that she can hardly attend when the direct line of contact that she has with the Gardaí, the Garda Commissioner, has not been invited.
Mm-hmm. But where does this leave the situation? I mean, GRA sources, and we are expecting to hear from them directly over the course of the morning, but they've told RTE's Paul Reynolds that they see Helen McEntee's decision as a snub and that she's taking sides. I mean, it's hard to argue with that.
Well, there's clearly unease, and there has been unease in the Gardaí, particularly over some of the high-profile issues of suspensions of Gardaí for what seems outwardly to be, you know, fairly innocuous situations. But at the end of the day, they have to work together, and I'd like to think that the contact, day-to-day contact between the GRA and Garda HQ, and indeed GRA and the minister, would continue. As happened in my situation, where I refused to go to the GRA conference on one occasion because having got a copy of the intended speech that was going to be read out by the head of the GRA at the conference with me sitting there, I regarded it, and indeed the cabinet at the time, I appraised the cabinet at the time of the fact that the speech that was to be read out was overtly political, which I didn't think guards should be involving themselves in. This is a different matter. This is a row, really, between the Gardaí and the Garda Commission and Garda HQ, and the way in which, you know, they perceive the Garda HQ making decisions, you know, that are against their interests. But at the end of the day, there was always tension, and there will always be tension between a representative body and Garda HQ. So I'd like to think that this is just an aberration, and it's just that at the end of the day, I mean, the public, as we know, and given the fact that, you know, there's such huge focus on the issue of crime nowadays, that the public need our Gardaí to be working together rather than against each other.
Yeah, as you say there, very importantly, there is tension you would expect between the GRA and the Garda Commissioner, and we're all well aware of that. But the minister in siding with the Garda Commissioner here and saying, I'm not going because he's not invited, that puts her right in the middle of that dispute. And how does anything get resolved if neither of them are in the room?
Well, at the end of the day, I suppose they do have to sit down ultimately with each other. But, you know, the minister would have been put in an invidious position in that she's there sitting, whereas the Garda Commissioner, who she has direct line of contact with in relation to all matters to do with crime, that he's not there and he's not invited. I can understand why she has declined the invitation.
You think it's the right decision then? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm inclined to think it is, but I would hope that continuous contact would take place, and I've no doubt that is the case, because that's exactly what happened in my situation, where, you know, we continued, officials of the GRA and officials of my department, and indeed I met subsequently the GRA on occasions after that. This is an annual conference. I don't think it should be blown into something, you know, bigger than that. It's a place where set piece speeches are made, and obviously, when there's a dinner afterwards, people get to talk to each other. But it is a snub to the Garda Commissioner. I believe it's the first time it's ever happened, I don't think it was a particularly good move by the GRA, and I can understand then why the minister felt uneasy about attending.
Okay, just another part of your own story from 2010 that's relevant is that when you were making this decision not to attend, you went to Cabinet and you asked your Cabinet colleagues for their view, isn't that right? And they said that they agreed with your decision.
I didn't ask them for their view. I basically decided that maybe, because it did get a lot of publicity at the time, that just in case some of the my ministerial colleagues, including the Taoiseach, felt that I was being lily-livered or chicken about going to the conference, I circulated a copy of the intended speech and underlined some of the very overtly political statements that the head of the GRA was going to make at the conference while I was sitting there. And I said, I'm not going to sit there and take that, which I regarded as very political.
But it was important for you to have Cabinet support with your decision.
Well, I had already made the decision, but I just wanted my colleagues to know that this was the reason why I wasn't attending.
Do you think Helen McEntee should have asked the Cabinet for their view on her decision?
No, I don't think so, because you know, they weren't making political statements, as far as I know, in relation to the conference. It was really directed against the Garda Commissioner himself and the Garda HQ. So it's an internal issue, really. And unfortunately, the minister, I think, has been put in an invidious position.
Right.
But I wouldn't overstate it. It's a conference. It's an annual conference. Sometimes these things are blown out of all proportion. I would hazard a guess that the relationship between the GRA and the Garda HQ, and indeed with the minister, will continue, that they will have meetings in the not-too-distant future.
Okay.
And that day-to-day issues will be taken care of.
Right.
At the end of the day, the loser in all this, if there is tensions between, if there are tensions between the Garda HQ and the rank and file guard, the public are the losers. And there were tensions in my time. There were quite significant tensions.
But Minister, that's a really important point that you make. So if the public is losing out here, surely it's up to the Minister to try and resolve this by talking to both sides and going to that conference.
I have no doubt that that will happen. But obviously the fact that the Garda Commissioner is not going to be there, I think, you know, she's well within her rights not to go.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, Dermot O'Hearn, because I do have Pat Daly with us, Sinn Féin's justice spokesperson, and thank you for joining us on the programme. What do you think of Helen McEntee's decision not to go to the GRA conference?
Yeah, good morning. And I think Dermot O'Hearn made a good point there in relation to the public. The public don't want to see the people who are supposed to be in charge falling out or fighting with each other. And it's very unfortunate that it has come to this. It's clear that, you know, the commissioner not being invited is a sign of the difficulties that have been there for months now. And, you know, there have also, of course, been contradictions between what the minister had said about not being a crisis of morale in the guards and the GRA themselves saying that the morale is in tatters. But I think that it's all the more strange that she isn't attending when, as Dermot O'Hearn said, that there has been a huge focus on crime recently as part of this Fine Gael reset, or whatever they're calling it. So it sounds kind of more, the reset sounds more hollow now.
Well, but Dermot O'Hearn also says, Pat Daly, that he can understand why Helen McEntee has taken this decision, because she's been put in an invidious position because the Garda Commissioner wasn't invited for the first time to the GRA conference. So is she right or wrong not to go?
Well, I think that in the context of what has been going on recently with, you know, the new Taoiseach coming out with this, the reset, and we're supporting the guards, that it would have been important to attend the conference. And I think that she should be going to the conference, given what has been going on lately. But the problems haven't arisen recently. The problems have been going on for months now, and people should be sitting down. And like what ex-minister O'Hearn said in relation to conferences, most of the good communication happens outside of justice committees here, outside of conferences afterwards. where you can make the one-to-one personal contact with Gardaí.
Let's look at this another way. Let's say Helen McEntee did go to the conference where the Garda Commissioner was not invited. Now, that would be a statement that she would be making in support of the GRA and could lead to the resignation of the Garda Commissioner. I mean, she's in a very difficult position here.
Yeah, well, I accept that she is in a difficult position. I also accept that the GRA are entitled to invite whoever they want to their own conference, and it's not for me to be saying who they should and shouldn't be inviting. But it's all about a question of confidence. People need to feel safe in their communities, and they need to feel that somebody is in charge, and or that the people who at the top are focused on one issue, and that is keeping communities safe, reducing the fear of crime in communities, and reducing the causes and tackling crime.
So what would you do? What would you do to resolve this if you were Minister for Justice?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's too late. I think that she should be sitting down, or her officials should be sitting down with all sides and trying to work on it. It is, you know, it is a serious problem. People don't want to see squabbling there, and it's just unfortunate that it has come to this. But, you know,
but you don't sound overly bothered by the fact that Helen McEntee isn't going to be at the GRA conference. It's not a big issue for you, is it?
Well, I mean, is it a huge issue for me? No, it isn't.
Okay, so you agree with her decision.
Right.
She's made the right call.
Well, it's all a question of context. Things do happen, and you know, if she had received notice like Dermot Ahern had about an overly political speech, and he wants to make that call, she's the person to make that call, not
okay,
the cabinet.
Okay, so you'll say that despite the fact that we have the GRA representing 11,000 rank and file Gardaí saying this morning, the source is saying to Paul Reynolds that they feel snubbed by this decision.
Yeah, well, you see, that's the minister's problem, but who has created the problems within the ministry? Who has not been in charge? Who has been saying that Dublin is safe when clearly that it wasn't, you know, safe? But you know, it's not really my problem whether she goes to the conference or not. But the whole context of this recently is the Fine Gael, the government are seen to be tough on crime. They're going to stand with the guards. And then they're refusing to go to the conference. So that it just makes the whole hollowness of this new reset, tougher sentencing, all of that kind of stuff.
All right. Well, look, we're going to hear more about this soon on the programme. Pat Daly from Sinn Féin, thank you for joining us, because Brendan O'Connor from the Garda Representative Association will be with us to respond to the Justice Minister Helen McEntee's decision not to go to that conference. That's coming up before 11 o'clock. Next, though, will falling interest rates result in a further spike in house prices?
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.